you know, Bobby and Christy and Hammy are going out with now. Lewis is involved in almost all of those sessions. And then if there are days when the 18s are training but the first team aren't around, you know, tends to be a Wednesday or a Friday if the first team has travelled to a long away game, then that's when Rich Brown will sort of fill the gap and step out and work with Lewis. But yeah, because of the nature of being a goalkeeper, he would have spent more time training with the first team players than anyone else in the under-18s.
Okay. And obviously these players have been offered pro contracts now, but like always, the hard work starts now, doesn't it, in terms of trying to, you know, impress and break into that first team?
Absolutely, yeah. It can be a difficult transition, and you'd love everyone to make the transition as quickly as Jordan Moore Taylor or Matt Grimes did, and you'd love them to earn the trust of the manager so that they can make their debut within 6 or 7 weeks of next season, and as much as there's an opportunity for them to do that, and the model at the club here, particularly the way Tiz works in trusting young players and giving young players an opportunity. If they do well enough and they earn that trust, then there's a chance the door opens. But you know, more often than not, it takes a little bit longer than that. I think the average age of a debut across the country is 21. And that only seems to be rising. More and more money comes into the game and more foreign players come in. It's tougher for the young English players to break through generally across the four divisions. So, you know, we're always delighted as staff to work at a club and to work with a manager who's so positive about our young players. And even if they're not quite ready to break in, within 6 weeks, we've got a group of the first team staff who are very, very good at helping these young players develop and progress and make that transition. I think Ollie Watkins was probably about 18 months before he earned the trust and earned the right to make his first team debut. And in the 18 months since, he's obviously done very well. So whether it's early next season or whether it takes 2 or 3 years, we're hopeful that there's another, you know, some more good players in this group that can help the first team to be successful.
Yeah, like you say there, it's great that, you know, so much trust is put in the youngsters at the club in terms of giving them academy contracts and giving them chances in the first team, because like you said, we've researched that stat this week that, you know, 97 games consecutively with players having action, academy players having action in the first team at Exeter City.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the first team environment is very much about results, and you know, all the fans out there that pay their money and turn up to watch on a Saturday, they want to see a victory and they want to see 3 points, and they don't really want to see a, you know, a development team out on the pitch, and I think everybody understands that. But the nature of our club is probably such that if we don't continue to develop young players as sellable assets, with the money and the income from those sales supplementing the first team playing budget, then it could be very difficult for us to continue to play at the level we have over the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years with time in League Two and in League One. So that places an awful lot of pressure on Tiz, and I think he does an unbelievably fantastic job of balancing the here and now and the result and the need to win 3 points. We're finding the right time and the right way to sort of drip feed these young players in so that they do become valuable. And absolute credit to you know, to everyone at the club from the top, very top, with the board of directors through the manager and the first team staff for being part of creating a model that is allowing our club to you know, to do as well as it is at the level we're at, with you know, with a very small budget in comparison to to a lot of the clubs that have got millionaire owners out there. So I think that, you know, most of the credit has to go elsewhere, has to go to Tiz and those around him. But on the flip side, I'd like to think that we play our part, and that the you know, the academy staff and the parents, but the players in particular, put a lot of work in to sort of earn the right to have that opportunity. So it's all you know, all goes hand in hand, and everyone has to work together.
Awesome. That's all the questions I've got, Simon, unless there's anything else you want to add at all.
Just delighted for Cameron. You know, Cameron is a fantastic young man, unbelievably hardworking and dedicated. And it's always difficult to sort of feel like we're not the best place, perhaps, for a player to develop and progress. You'd love to keep everybody, but the nature of the game just doesn't allow that. So we felt we did the right thing in talking to him and his parents a little bit earlier than we normally might, to say that we weren't sure it was going to happen for him here. And we couldn't be happier that a door opened up at Bristol Rovers, and that he's gone and taken an opportunity there. And we kind of had an inkling, because we know he's a good player, that he might go and do well enough. And I'm really, really pleased that he has earned that opportunity at Rovers. So, you know, difficult just with the number of players we had in his age group, and the age group above and the age group below, that played in a similar position. So made it difficult, but couldn't be more pleased for him. He deserves that as much as anyone, and hope he goes on and turns that opportunity into a career at Rovers. And similarly with Max Gillard, as I said, delighted that he's got a positive destination at Hartbury, and continue to wish him the best of luck with his future, and we'll continue to help him and support him in any way we can in the future. So, really, really positive outcomes for everybody in the seven. And, you know, they had Lee Skirm as their under-18s coach last year, and they've had Dan Green this year. And, you know, Skirm's was excellent and deserves a lot of credit. But Dan Green, in his first year as the 18s coach, has been absolutely outstanding. He's been almost faultless. And he also deserves a lot of credit in getting positive outcomes for all of these young players.
Excellent. I'll write this story up tomorrow, and I'll just email it across to you before we put it up on the website or anything like that, so you just have a read through it and check everything's right.
Brilliant. Derek's came to the game today, and he's going to write a match report. I'm going to throw in a one-liner on there that says a match report will follow, but that we beat Argyle 3-0 today with the 18. That's always one that our fans will like.
Oh, excellent. That's good, yeah.
And, yeah, we'll get the match report from Derek later, so good stuff.
Okay. Thanks, Simon.
Cheers, Simon. Thanks, mate. Good work.
Bye.
Bye.